It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got the crew from Helper Vibes. They're going to be joining us about once a week going forward until we put to bed this Helper Vibes season in September, correct?
Right.
It's going to be a long season. So with me this morning, we've got Kimberly Kuhn, we've got Joelle Amaya, and Ruth Lee. And we're going to be discussing this time around getting kind of ready for the first one. Some of the bands that are going to be here, some of the vendors, we're going to talk with Ruth about that. And they're still looking for, Kim refers to them as big burly men. So we'll talk about that when we get to there as well. Kim, how are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kim. Thank you. So we wanted to bring you guys in this time because we always talk about the fact that these things are fabulous. Everybody enjoys going to them, but none of it really happens without sponsors, does it?
Yes, no.
So yeah. let's talk about some sponsors this morning.
Okay, great. Well, we have the same sponsors and more since day one, which is really exciting. The loyalty is there and the partnerships are just growing tremendously, and we love that because to put on this event, we need great sponsors and great volunteers. But we do have quite a few paid, you know, positions. So we have General Distribution in Wellington. They're a great crew. We just did a field trip out there to them, and they signed on again for another year. Coca-Cola signed on for another year. Trevor and his crew out there. And we also have DiGiorgio, which does all of our liquor. And we have Astral and Margaritaville Tequila for our great margaritas. And we'll also be doing a specialty margarita every single Saturday. We're just kind of rolling around and getting things done.
And the other great thing about it is, and we spoke to it last week as well, because you can never have enough. If there's a business out there that wants to be a part of Helper Vibes, what do they need to do?
They need to call us and also get out onto our website, helpervibes.com, and reach out through there, and we could look into a partnership.
And all the info's there, and they can help you out with that.
Yes.
Because it is going to be
we have
another
a sponsor deck.
Big year.
Yeah,
big
we're
year.
Excited. Nine
so
events.
I'm going to kind of let you talk about just the first one because you were last week when we talked about the fact that you're trying to get to the point where every weekend the first band is a local band.
Yep, unique every week.
And the first band this year is definitely a local band, and a lot of people know them. A lot of people know the people that are in it because they've been in this band and that band and the other one. So I'm going to let you go ahead and talk to that.
Okay, well, our first band of the season is Variant X, and we all know them. They're very local, and we're excited to have them on our stage to open up. And then we have Swagger. So I don't know if you guys know Swagger, but they've played our stage, and they are amazing. They're a really great pub band. So they've got the mandolin, the violin. They're all in their kilts. They're really, really jam for pub kind of music. And they're very popular in the state of Utah.
And then the other thing that you wanted to discuss, too, was you're trying to mix it up every week with vendors. And we're going to bring Ruth in to talk about the vendors because you guys are trying to mix up and have different vendors every week, Ruth. And since you are the vendor coordinator, that's on you. So let's talk about vendors.
Yes. So we have been getting so many applications this year. We're super excited for more people, returning people to come out. We're still looking for, you know, more local. If you're around here and you have a hobby or a talent or anything that you want to show the people of Carbon County, please apply. We would love to have you out there. It's so much fun. As far as food, we do have a new local. Sorry, not local. We do have a new food truck coming out. It's Rimmel's German Bistro. Super excited to try that.
So, and you've got that. You've got plenty of great vendors. You've got plenty of booths and things like that that people will set up for. And if they're interested, they just need to go to the website as well, right? It's all the information is there?
Yep, just all on the website, helpervibes.com. Go under vendors. We have a whole handbook that you could take a look at. And then if you do need to contact us, you can reach out to me at vendors@helpervibes.com. And I'll get back to you super quick.
All right. And Joelle, we're going to kind of wrap up with you because really your job, nothing happens without the people that you hire, do they?
That's right. Because I might do it all
in quotes. I can't do all that.
You can do it all, but you can't do all of that,
yep.
Right? So put it that way. So you are still looking for someone that's like a logistics coordinator, and as Kim said, some big burly men, right?
Yeah, some strong folks would be great. Yeah, we have canopies to put up and sandbags haul. When we cleaned up last year, I found out how many sandbags we really do have. Yes.
And it was probably a more staggering number than you thought, right?
Yeah, they probably weigh close to what I weigh.
So if you're a big burly guy out there and you wanted to give a hand, just go on the website, tell them that you're willing to come up and give them a hand for that. They're asking you to commit to 9 Saturdays throughout the summer, right?
Yes.
Nothing too major. It still gives you plenty of weekend to go out and do things. Plus, maybe you're planning on being at Helper Vibes anyway, right?
That's a good plan.
Best to be a part of it. So they can go on the website, once again, helpervibes.com, and find all the employment information that they need to and ways to get a hold of you if they're interested in helping out as well.
Yes.
All right. Once again, get ready because it's going to happen. May 11th is the opening weekend, Mother's Day weekend, the opening weekend of Helper Vibes going on up there in Helper from 5:30 until 10. We've got Variant X and Swagger taking the stage. We will be talking about this going on all the way up until the event itself. It's going to be a lot of fun, a great summer of stuff that's happening up there in Helper. So once again, Kim, Joelle, and Ruth, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.